At this hospital in the Nigerian capital, survivors fill rooms and the hallways. Some are unconscious, others slowly sip Ovaltine and milk. Sahadu is a civil servant and was on his way to work when the bomb went off.
I was about to enter the bus when I heard the bomb sound, boom. Then I fell down and my face was shattered.
The attack on this bus station, Nyanya, was the first attack in the capital since 2012. Hours after the bombing, blood still stained the ground and stunned crowds quietly stared at the bomb site. Boko Haram, an insurgent group that has killed thousands of people in the past few years, usually launches attacks in the northeast. The government has deployed thousands of troops in efforts to crush the insurgency. But analysts say violence is still increasing, and 1,500 people have been killed in the first 3 months of this year alone. Clement Nwankwo is with the Policy and Legal Advocacy Center in Abuja.
And it raises questions about the use of resources, because never in the history of this country has so much money been devoted to defense. And yet, there's very little evidence of the impact of the spending on the effectiveness of the military in the fight against terrorism.
Northern security forces were also on high alert last week after more than 100 girls were abducted from a school. Boko Haram has not claimed responsibility, but the group, which is believed to have many factions, is widely blamed. Pastor Ayo Oretsejafor is the president of the Christian Association of Nigeria. He says despite the increase in violence and the increase in spending, the Nigerian military is doing the best it can with the resources it has.
We must commend our military men. If you pull them out, for example, that part of the country will be lost completely.
Unpredictable guerrilla warfare, not enough soldiers, and small pockets of support for Boko Haram among civilians and officials are among those challenges, he says. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan called an emergency security meeting last week, but decision-making was postponed because opposition leaders, including the governors of the states under emergency rule, did not attend. At another hospital across town, these men wait for the body of their friend and brother to be released for burial. Mutala Ibrahim lost three brothers in the Abuja bombing.
There's no place in Nigeria that doesn't know pain. Armed robbers, accidents, bombings can happen anywhere.
So, not only good, not only good.
Mutala says the government cannot or maybe will not stop the attacks. So the only thing left for them to do is to pray for peace. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.